This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. An increasing number of countries are asking their citizens to leave Lebanon as tensions continue to rise in the region. Australian Prime Minister Albanese called on his citizens to leave last week.
Australians who are overseas, they should take the opportunity to come home. There's thousands of them in Lebanon right now.
The French foreign minister posted Sunday on the social media site X, quote, "We would like to draw the attention of French citizens, particularly those temporarily in the country, to the fact that direct commercial flights to France and those with stopovers are still available. We invite them to take steps now to leave Lebanon as soon as possible," unquote. The United States Embassy in Beirut said on Saturday that they would loan citizens money in order to get flights out while they were still available. Fears of wider war have spiked as Sunday strikes on Gaza killed over 24 and a stabbing in Israel killed 2. AP correspondent Karen Chamis has more.
In the courtyard of a hospital in central Gaza, people shout in panic as a tent camp housing displaced Palestinians catches fire from an Israeli strike. A young boy's body lay wrapped in a blanket on the ground, only his face exposed and motionless. A woman leans over and hugs him, begging him to wake up. In northern Gaza, health officials said another strike flattened a house, killing a family, including 3 children. Several more were killed in a strike on a vehicle in Gaza City, according to the local civil defense. In Tel Aviv, a Palestinian stabbed and killed 2 Israelis and wounded 2 others. The police said the attack was carried out by a Palestinian militant. I'm Karen Chamas.
Jordan's foreign minister will travel to Iran on Sunday in a rare visit to discuss regional developments with his Iranian counterpart following the assassination of the Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran. This is VOA News. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump proposed to debate Democratic U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Fox News on September 4th, and the Harris campaign said Trump is trying to back out of a debate that had been set to run on ABC. Reuters' Alex Cohen has more.
Well, Donald, I do hope you'll reconsider to meet me on the debate stage.
Democratic U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris taunted Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump earlier this week after he backed out of a debate with her. Now he has proposed to debate her on Fox News on September 4th. On Truth Social, he said it would take place in Pennsylvania and include an audience. But Harris wants to stick to the debate scheduled to run on ABC later next month.
Alex Cohen from Reuters. Police across towns and cities in the United Kingdom are braced for further rioting from far-right activists as the violence that erupted in recent days in the wake of misinformation surrounding a stabbing rampage at a dance class that left 3 girls dead and several wounded showed few signs of abating. Stuart Halferty works for a trade union and attended a counter-protest in Nottingham.
There is an attempt to exploit a very tragic situation. This is a sort of nationwide protest that we've seen come out of nowhere. And Nottingham is a multiracial city, and we want everyone to feel comfortable in their own city center.
More demonstrations are expected to take place around the country, with many counter-demonstrations also set to make their presence felt. Thousands of people rallied in the streets of Venezuela's capital, waving the national flag and singing the national anthem in support of an opposition candidate they believe won the presidential election by a landslide. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The government has declared President Nicolas Maduro the winner of last Sunday's poll, but have yet to produce voting tallies to prove he won. Opposition leaders say tally sheets they obtained from polling centers nationwide show Maduro clearly lost his bid for a 3rd 6-year term. Opposition leader Maria Corina Machado addressed the ecstatic crowd Saturday, saying never has the regime been so weak. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Reports say a new round of violence in Bangladesh has left dozens of people dead and hundreds of others injured as student protesters clashed with police and ruling party activists. The country's leading Bengali language daily said at least 49 people died in Sunday's violence. Protesters are demanding the resignation of the prime minister. Initial protests in July began with students calling for an end to a quota system for government jobs, but escalated into violence that left more than 200 dead. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.